Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, and we're on reading through the Bible, and we're on the book of Amos, and this is chapter 5 today. Let's all go up to the throne to ask the Lord to bless this tape. Father, we ask you to bless this tape. We ask, Lord, that the words that are incorporated within chapter 5, and of course the entire Bible, sink deeply into the hearts, the spirit that is, and the mind of the spirit, of each and every listener, Lord, that they may be well equipped for the darkness that is soon to fall upon the entire world. It's already very dark, and it's going to get darker. Lord, we ask that you bless your word to each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, let's just start out with the King James Version, then I expound on it in a commentary.
King James Version, chapter 5, verse 1. Hear ye this word, which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Israel. Commentary, verse 1. A call to repentance. Listen, you people of Israel, listen to this funeral song I am singing. King James Version, verse 2. The Virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall no more rise.
Yeah, that is a funeral song, that the Virgin of Israel has fallen and she's not going to rise anymore. That's it. It's over with. We've sinned so many times that there's no more repentance. Then what?
She is forsaken upon her land. There is none to raise her up. Commentary, verse 2. Quote, the virgin Israel has fallen, never to rise again, exclamation mark. She lies forsaken on the ground with none to raise her up.
Right. If God won't raise you up, nobody else can. Amen?
Amen.
And what?
King James Version, verse 3. For thus saith the Lord God, the city that went out by 1,000 shall leave 100, and that which went forth by 100 shall leave 10. To the house of Israel. Commentary, verse 3. The Sovereign Lord says, quote, when one of your cities sends 1,000 men to battle, only 100 will return. When a town sends 100, only 10 will come back alive. King James Version, verse 4. For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. Commentary, verse 4. Now this is what the Lord says to the family of Israel. Come back to me and live! Exclamation mark. King James Version, verse 5. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Commentary, verse 5. Don't go to worship the idols of Bethel, Gilgal, or Beersheba, for the people of Gilgal will be dragged off into exile, and the people of Bethel will come to nothing. King James Version, verse 6. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Commentary, verse 6. Come back to the Lord and live! Exclamation mark. If you don't, he will roar through Israel like a fire devouring you completely. Your gods in Bethel certainly won't be able to quench the flames! Exclamation mark. King James Version, verse 7. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth, seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Commentary, verse 7 and 8. You wicked people! Exclamation mark. You twist justice, making it a bitter pill for the poor and oppressed. Righteous and fair play are meaningless fictions to you. It is the Lord who created the stars, the Pleiades and Orion. It is he who turns darkness into morning and day into night. It is he who draws up the water from the oceans and pours it down as rain on the land. The Lord is his name! Exclamation mark. King James Version, verse 9. That strengtheneth the spoiled against the strong, so that the spoiled shall come against the fortress. Commentary, verse 9. With blinding speed and power, he destroys the strong, crushing all their defenses. King James Version, verse 10. They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. Commentary, verse 10. How you hate honest judges! Exclamation mark. How you despise people who tell the truth! Exclamation mark.
Yeah, a lot of people hate a judge that will not corrupt justice. A lot of judges take money on the side to make a honest person go to prison, or they'll take a bribe with some criminal to let him off. But they hate, the people hate people, judges that they cannot bribe, that they're just 100% honest. And they hate anyone that tells the truth. Okay, then what?
King James Version, verse 11. For as much therefore as your treading is upon the poor, and ye take from him burdens of wheat, ye have built houses of hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink wine of them. Commentary, verse 11. You trample the poor and steal what little they have through taxes and unfair rent. Therefore you will never live in the beautiful stone houses you are building. You will never drink wine from the lush vineyards you are planting. King James Version, verse 12. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just, they take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their right. Commentary, verse 12. For I know the vast number of your sins and rebellions. You oppress good people by taking bribes and deprive the poor of justice in the courts. King James Version, verse 13. Therefore the prudent shall keep silence in that time, for it is an evil time. Commentary, verse 13. So those who are wise will keep quiet, for it is an evil time. King James Version, verse 14. Seek good and not evil, that ye may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you, as ye have spoken. Commentary, verse 14. Do what is good and run from evil, that you may live! Exclamation mark. Then the Lord God Almighty will truly be your helper, just as you have claimed he is. King James Version, verse 15. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Commentary, verse 15. Hate evil and love what is good. Remodel your courts into true halls of justice. Perhaps even yet the Lord God Almighty will have mercy on his people who remain. King James Version, verse 16. Therefore the Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord saith thus, Wailing shall be in all streets, and they shall say in all the highways, Alas, alas! and they shall call the husbandmen to mourning, and such as are skillful of lamentation to wailing. Commentary, verse 16. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty, says, quote, there will be crying in all the public squares and in every street. Call for the farmers to weep with you, and summon professional mourners to wail and lament. King James Version, verse 17. And in all vineyards shall be wailing, for I will pass through thee, saith the Lord. Commentary, verse 17. There will be wailing in every vineyard, for I will pass through and destroy them all. I, the Lord, have spoken! Exclamation mark. Warning.
So again, you know, it's not Mother Nature that's destroying crops, vineyards, trees. It's not Mother Nature, it's the Lord. He says so here. I will do it. Amen?
Amen.
Keep saying it all throughout the Bible. Okay, then what?
Warning of coming judgment. King James Version, verse 18. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord! To what end is it for you?
A lot of people say, oh, I wish the day of the Lord would come. But there are a lot of them are phony Christians, and it will not be a day of gladness and happiness and joy for them. It will be a day of darkness and gloominess and terror and eternal damnation. Okay, they think that their hypocritical sayings will do them good in that day. Go ahead.
The day of the Lord is darkness and not light.
Yeah, for the wicked. Okay, then what?
Commentary, verse 18. How terrible it will be for you who say, quote, if only the day of the Lord were here! Exclamation mark. For the Lord would rescue us from all our enemies! End quote. But you have no idea what you are asking for. That day will not bring light and prosperity, but darkness and disaster.
Right, for the wicked. Because the ones that say those sort of things don't even know what they're asking. They're asking for it. They really don't believe in God. They're just saying things that they've heard other people say. Then what?
King James Version, verse 19. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him.
Here's what's going to happen to you. As if a man was fleeing from a lion and then he would meet a bear. Okay? So you're jumping out of the frying pan into the pot, or out of the pot into the frying pan. Okay, then what?
As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. Commentary, verse 19. In that day you will be like a man who runs from a lion only to meet a bear. After escaping the bear, he leans his hand against a wall in his house and is bitten by a snake.
Yeah, there's just no escape for those of you who think it's going to be you're wicked and you're just saying, oh, for the day of the Lord, I just wish the Lord would come and rescue us out of this wicked world. No, it's going to be even more wicked for you on judgment. Then what else?
King James Version, verse 20. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light? Even very dark and no brightness in it? Commentary, verse 20. Yes, the day of the Lord will be a dark and hopeless day, without a ray of joy or hope.
For the wicked. Okay. But the Bible tells us when the Lord Jesus Christ returns that it's going to be a day of happiness and joy. Amen?
Amen.
For the righteous. But a day of darkness and despair for the wicked. Amen?
Amen.
They have to go by what he's talking about. He's talking about wicked Israel here now. And so that's what it is saying. It's just like when it says a kine, that's like a cow. Okay? And a kine, a healthy cow, is a fat one. And that's why I put in there, you women, you fat cows. Okay? All right? So you could just take the word and put the meaning on it. Amen?
Amen.
So it's more understandable. Hey, you fat cows. You buggers. Okay, then what else?
King James Version, verse 21. I hate, I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Commentary, verse 21. Quote, I hate all your show and pretense, the hypocrisy of your religious festivals and solemn assemblies.
Yeah, these phonies, these hypocrites, are the ones that's going to be a very dismal day for them. That's what he's talking about, all these hypocrites. Amen?
Amen.
And then you're saying, oh, that the day of the Lord would come. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They all have these affected voices. And they always say the word Jesus, you know, like they really mean it, you know. And you can tell, it says, I hate, read what I said there.
Okay.
I hate
all your show and pretense.
Your show. It's just a big show. Oh, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, 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 you know. Sounds like a bunch of queers. Amen?
Amen.
It's sickening to the Lord. He hates it. That's this noise out of your mouth. He hates the noise of your songs. He says, it's like a noise unto my ears. He says, no matter how beautiful the song sounds, it still sounds, it's just nothing but noise to me. I hate it, and I hate you. Okay, then what?
I hate all your show and pretense, the hypocrisy of your religious festivals and solemn assemblies. King James Version, verse 22. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them. Neither will I...
I'll ignore them. I won't even pay any attention to them. Then what else?
Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Commentary, verse 22. I will not accept your burnt offerings and grain offerings. I won't even notice all your choice peace offerings. King James Version, verse 23. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy vials.
V-I-O-L-S is a vial of tears or whatever. All right. So he says, here's songs. Okay, go ahead and read the commentary.
Commentary, verse 23. Away with your hymns of praise! Exclamation mark. They are only noise to my ears. I will not listen to your music, no matter how lovely it is. King James Version.
Because it's coming out of hypocritical mouths, amen, and mm-hmm. out of hypocritical hearts. It's not even coming from the heart. Jesus, 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 blah, 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 blah. Get out of here with it, the Lord says. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. Get out of here, you know, the Lord says, right?
Right.
Okay, what else?
King James Version, verse 24. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream.
Here's what the Lord really wants. All right, then what?
Commentary, verse 24. Instead, I want to see a steady, mighty flood of justice, a river of righteous living that will never run dry.
That's what the Lord really wants, not this, oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Phony, stinking baloney. I never believe people like that. Do you?
No.
All right, what else?
King James Version, verse 25. Have ye offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? Commentary, verse 25. Quote, was it to me you were bringing sacrifices and offerings during the 40 years in the wilderness, Israel?
Yeah, in other words, he's saying, if I would have thought so, I wouldn't have killed all of you. Amen?
Amen.
I would have let you enter into the promised land. But I didn't believe you were sacrificing unto me. You're sacrificing unto your sticky idols. You phony hypocrites. Then what?
King James Version, verse 26. But ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch.
See, your false gods, these false gods.
Go ahead.
And Kion, your images, the star of your God, which ye made to yourselves. Commentary, verse 26. No, your real interest was in your pagan gods, Sakuth, your king god, and Kainan, your star god, the images you yourself made.
Even made a calf out there, amen?
Amen.
To worship and lead them back to Egypt, back to sinfulness, away from God. All right, then what?
King James Version, verse 27. Therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. Commentary, verse 27. So I will send you into exile to a land east of Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is God Almighty. Amos 5:18-20.
Okay, now this is a commentary, just the last few words here. Okay, and so you find what I'm commenting on here from Amos 5, what?
18-20.
Okay, go ahead.
Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord! To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him.
She's just reiterating what we've already read.
Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? This is the commentary. It is possible to fool ourselves into thinking we are spiritually right with God. Amos calls here for honest self-examination.
Yeah, we have to examine ourselves according to the Word of God. Let's see if we line up with the Word of God, because it's going to be horrible for us if we don't, because it'll be too late when we die. When the spirit leaves your body, you can't do anything about it. You're going to be just as you are before God as you are now, if you died right now. So you have to examine yourself and make sure, and make yourself be as the Word of God tells you, commands us to be. Okay, then what?
When our Lord Jesus comes back to earth, it will be a time of joy and completion of recovery for those whose faith is genuine.
Yeah, but if you're a hypocrite, it's not going to be like that, okay? It's just like chapter 5 says it's going to be. It's going to be a day of darkness and gloominess. And that's a person that running from a lion and runs head on into a bear, then goes into the house and is panting and happy that they got away and leaning on the wall because they're exhausted from running from the bear, and then a snake bites them. All right, then what?
Those of us who have not been honest with ourselves will be lost forever. Matthew 7:21-23. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Yeah, not everyone that says, Jesus, Jesus, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. The Lord says, amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Let us all take a moral inventory now. Where do we stand with God? How can we change to be exactly like him? Amos 5:21-24. I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them, neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy viols. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream.
Okay, now read it from my commentary.
Quote, I hate all your show and pretense, the hypocrisy of your religious festivals and solemn assemblies, I will not accept your burnt offerings and grain offerings. I won't even notice all your choice peace offerings. Away with your hymns of praise. They are only noise to my ears. I will not listen to your music, no matter how lovely it is. Instead, I want to see a steady, mighty flood of justice, a river of righteous living that will never run dry. Commentary: No amount of religious activity is going to make up for a dysfunctional lifestyle. We may fool others into believing that we are all right with the Lord because we go to church 7 days a week or because we give our money to the church. But God will not look favorably upon our religious activities if we're not born of the Spirit, doing godliness unto others, and following all of God's guidelines in our spiritual walk with the Lord.
All right, this is Tony Alamo, and that was chapter 5 of the book of Amos. Tomorrow, we'll do chapter 6, God willing. Till then, God bless you. Praise the Lord.